And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open collapsed. AP correspondent Stephen Groves reports the only progress made on averting a shutdown happened in the Senate.
If Congress fails to come up with an agreement before Saturday, September 30th at midnight, the government will enter a shutdown. The Senate is advancing a bipartisan plan that would include funding for Ukraine as well as disaster relief. Speaker McCarthy, however, is back at square one.
The vote was 198-232, with 21 hard right Republicans voting to sink the package. Poland, a NATO member, has been seen until recently as one of Ukraine's staunchest allies in its war with Russia. But relations between the two countries have soured after Poland's decision to extend a ban on Ukrainian grain imports. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg seems optimistic about a compromise.
I'm just expecting and confident that Ukraine and Poland will find a way to address those issues without that impacting in a negative way the military support to Ukraine.
Authorities in Pakistan say that at least 52 people were killed, nearly 70 wounded, after a suspected bomber blew himself up in a crowd of people celebrating the Prophet Muhammad's birthday in the southeast of the country. The bombing occurred in Mastung, a district in Balochistan province, an area that has witnessed scores of attacks by insurgents. Video showed an area near a mosque strewn with the shoes of the dead and wounded. Some of the bodies have been covered with bed sheets. Five people were killed in a separate blast at a mosque in the northwest. This is VOA News. A rescue group says that a Libyan Coast Guard boat rammed into a dinghy carrying about 50 migrants just off Libya's coast, partially sinking the vessel. Many of those on board were thrown into the Mediterranean and had to swim to another nearby Libyan ship for safety on Friday. It appeared to be the latest reckless sea interception of migrants by the Libyan Coast Guard, which is trained and financed by the European Union to stem the influx of migrants. Retiring U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley made a forceful call in the defense of American democracy and Constitution on Friday as he handed the reins of the military's top post to his successor.
In his four-year tenure, Milley oversaw the 2019 killing of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, leader of the Islamic State terrorist group, the chaotic military withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, and the military assistance provided to Ukraine since Russia's February 2022 invasion. President Joe Biden praised Milley's service and character.
Come to the Constitution. That is, and always has been, Mark's North Star. I'm so damn proud to serve with him.
Milley is handing over the military's leadership to General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. Brown is the country's 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the second black officer to hold the position. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Large group of migrants have been flocking across the border into the U.S. in recent days, risking their lives as well as tougher consequences. Details from Reuters correspondent Diane Toe.
U.S. border officials have found themselves receiving migrants of all ages pushing across the Rio Grande. Undeterred by coils of razor wire and against new rules by President Joe Biden's administration to try and stymie illegal immigration. Large groups have been trying their luck to cross the river into the United States near a railroad bridge in Eagle Pass, Texas. Reuters witnessed migrants, at times including small children, navigating the strong river currents, then squeezing between razor wire laid along the banks by the Texas National Guard.
That's Reuters' Diane Toe reporting. France's highest administrative authority held a landmark hearing over accusations of systemic discrimination and identity checks by French police. Local grassroots organizations and international rights groups filed France's first class action lawsuit targeting the nation's police force. Case reached the Council of State on Friday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.